today more than ever, extinction is the rule worldwide, with uncountable, unimaginable number of animals, birds, the list is endless, becoming extinct through, largely through human volition, through human decision, through human interaction. And what we are going to do here, I'm sure, is to open up areas, vistas on extinction. And so I hope this particular meeting will extend our capacities to feel and reimagine what humans are doing to animals, to plant life, to nature in the widest sense. And we all hope, all of us who are gathered here for these couple of days, hope that this meeting will make a difference, if only in extending the knowledge of what is actually happening. Art, through its history, through its thousands of years, has always been interacting with nature. There's no art without nature, without nature coming in and inspiring the artist to create and to flourish with the art, expand with the art. It's the art is efflorescence. Art is so much that, in fact, our civilization, our particular civilization, doesn't especially want. So when it comes to the question, what can art do? What is their task? The task is to emphasize, to remind people of the richness in nature, and then to inspire them to say, we want to protect this nature as far as we can. By doing so, art will extend its function. Art will enter new territories, but territories which are inherently creative, territories that are primarily for the good of the universe. And this is something where the artists and the art students can come in. And I believe they are coming in. We've already had at least one big event where we artists stood up for nature and values. This is an opportunity for art to extend its range and inspire new directions, new fields of activity. And in that sense, I'm quite optimistic that we are finding fields of action that ultimately will be very, very helpful to all of us. We had an event around the art school in Farnham, which was a great success. The next conference will now take place at Canterbury, and these have been in connection with art academies, art centres, art schools, and it worked out extremely well so far. What we want to do, what obviously is ahead of us, is to bring together all the art schools, all the art academies, all the dramatic academies. In other words, what follows logically from what has happened in the last few months in this country is an increasing awareness, the preparedness to radicalize and to bring into focus important issues, and I myself see the certainty that in a matter of time, possibly by before the end of this year, every art institution in this country will unite in having at least a single day of action. I am certain that our meeting today, at the invitation of the Serpentine Gallery, will bring this wave of creativity forward to the extent that we will have an art day of action or an art days of action before the end of the year, covering the entire country. And that is my hope and belief. We must bring all the figures listing the destruction that is taking place, that is in Imgang, and then shock the world. And we can do it. And that is how I see the future. And that is why I'm, in a modest sense, optimistic, in a modest sense, prepared for something quite good to happen. And the more quite good things happen, the better chance there is of in fact, not being swallowed up by destruction. The first statement issued by the Committee 100, this first manifesto, if you like, was written by Bertrand Russell and the Reverend Michael Scott. The two men worked very closely together. And it so happens that I was more or less physically in the middle of these two men as they came down the stairs from the modest house of Russell in Chelsea. Ended their very powerful manifesto by along the lines that if we change and survive, there is a great future for us. And I remember the last line, and if not, there will be nothing but universal death. Now, you can't get closer to extinction than to predict the possibility by two very great men, great human beings, of everything going. That's where we were. Today, we are actually in some ways in a worse situation, in as far as there are far more nuclear weapons in the world than when this manifesto was presented to I will add a very hungry press outside Russell's house. And when this universal death comes about, the animal kingdom will not be spared, the plant world will not be spared. It will be universal. And we have lived, all of us, ever since, with this threat, with this prediction. I don't know. But of course, I could talk at length regarding autodestructive art. It is an attempt to convey the horror and the potential of our world, the danger and the excitement of our world. And it has remarkably survived in terms of people still being interested in the subject. Great. And I'm happy to have been part of it. I'm happy to still be part of it. Young people and youngest people have tremendous opportunities these days, tremendous ways of interacting, of creating, of making, of distributing. And I'm just hoping that young people and people of all ages will take these opportunities to act realistically in the face of the terror that is posed by extinction. And coming here yesterday, I thought I'd better say something that is really positive. And so I've come up with something which I think is really positive. And that is contained in the word, in the movement, slow food. I believe that slow food could actually literally save the world. And so I'm asking this conference, since we are together, to seriously consider this as a way forward for the global, our global situation. I do believe this the movement exists worldwide. It's ready-made. It needs to be occupied and strengthened. And then we can actually bring down the destruction of plant life, animal life, the wastage that is involved in the present, the wastage, the sadism, the inequality, everything that is wrong with our world actually can be sanitized and improved by the two words slow food. We will kill less, we will waste less, we'll have time, more time to deal with fundamental philosophical, aesthetic, financial, every range of life could be affected positively, and I hope will be affected positively, because I think if we put our energy into a movement, this movement, there will be major, major changes in life and happening very quickly. And that is really what I would like to end on. And it's up to us to use this potential for the good, and especially in this context, for the good of animals and the good of plants and the good of nature as a whole.